Toby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, what a week.
It feels good, Fridays. I get excited for the show. Not because it's going to be our last for the week, but I think because we've amped up.
We're ready to go, you're saying? Yeah,
it's
just
good.
Amped. Yeah.
It's like, well, it's not Monday where you've got to build yourself into it. We've been prepping all week for this baby. We're ready.
And normally you just like sort of chill out on a Friday, but we went hard, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. It was hot in here. Oh, we spoke about manual drivers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your story was a ripper.
God, that just brings me embarrassment, doesn't it?
And a few games we played. We had Louie in for the weekly quiz plus.
See, I'm cut about this. I'm so cut about this because it was unfair because I answered in full.
No, look, there was a bit of drama around it.
I gave more information than that was needed and I felt I was robbed.
Well, you had a chance to redeem yourself in the commercial game. Where are they now?
Oh, yeah. And I was pretty good, to be fair. I was very good.
Found out my thoughts on gender reveals.
Oh, passionate. Gee, yeah. You're passionate about a lot of things. We found that out this week, I think. Because I remember yesterday you teed off on vegans.
Yeah, but it's all fair enough. I mean, everyone's got an opinion. I just am quite vocal about mine.
Yeah. Very vocal, though, and a loud vocal, too.
Something about a Friday, I'll be even more vocal.
All right, you can check it all out right now. Welcoming into the studio, Louie Zacher.
Louie!
Oh, hold on, I've got to fit.
Okay. Louie, are you there?
There we go, yeah.
Louie!
Edit that out for Cario, we'll go again.
Louie!
Oh, we live. G'day.
We're live, yeah.
Just talking about being gullible, and I think I've just been tricked.
You are in here for the weekly news quiz that we do.
Yes.
Name pending.
Yeah. Week two. We're still finding our feet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you've got a few stories. You're going to ask, is it best of five?
First of three, I think.
First of three.
Because Herbie got off to a strong start.
Thank you.
And then
it sort of dwindled, didn't
it?
Yeah, I stopped. I tapped out, just like West Coast did to St Kilda and hopefully will do to Cats this weekend. Am I right? Woo!
All right, she's off. All right,
still here,
first question. Names as buzzers. Wait till the question's being asked, Herbie.
Okay.
Who is playing in the traditional Anzac Day clash?
Josh.
Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, it's Essendon and Collingwood.
Correct.
Not going to be the biggest game of the round.
I reckon D's Tigers tomorrow.
Definitely.
Night.
D's undefeated Tigers.
Should beat them.
GWS will be a strong one against the Bulldogs.
That's going to be the biggest one of the round.
Maybe not the biggest.
Really?
But I reckon a surprise packet.
All right.
Because everyone's going doggies. Yeah, easy. Yeah. But I reckon. Yeah.
All righty. Anyway, to the next question. Let's not talk footy all day.
Yeah. All right. We'll completely change around. Maths couple Beck and Jake were torn apart by footage of Beck kissing someone.
Herbie.
Josh. That's Herbie.
Well, I haven't finished my question.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Keep going.
But Herbie.
She was kissing, she claimed her brother. Turns out to be her former partner, but she also made out with her dog. So there's a lot going on to de-pack there.
Well, I'll wait for the question to be asked.
You said your name, though. You buzzed in.
Yeah. What is your answer, though?
I'm going to go with brother.
She claimed it was which relative?
Yeah!
Done.
Still the most oddest thing to claim. Just honestly come...
Because that
just
was
come
some
clean
serious
with cheating instead
on.
Of claiming incest, you know?
Yeah.
Victoria. Victoria's continuous run of remaining COVID-free came to an end today. A man tested positive after returning from which state?
Josh.
Perth. Josh. Oh. Incorrect.
Oh, WA, damn it.
Incorrect. Herbie.
From Perth, isn't it?
Yeah, but Perth's not a state.
Oh, yeah,
I'll have to accept
WA,
your first answer.
Yeah. Come on, you got to give it.
Herbie. WA. I think I'm going to go with WA. Awesome. How frustrating to ruin that count.
Yeah, anyway, next one.
Yeah.
Move on.
Anyway. Radio, Josh. Pretty serious topic, but anyway, let's just put it to bed.
55 days as well.
Yes.
Is that a bonus point?
Yep. No, he said it. He said it in the question.
Herbie, you get this one right, you win.
Okay.
Josh, you need this one to keep the dream alive. What channel is Big Brother on?
Josh.
Josh.
Seven.
Correct. All right, tiebreaker. Here we go.
Woo! Here we go. All right.
I feel like I'm not as pumped as you. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Ready?
Come on!
Oh, when the Saints. Does that get any pumped?
Not at the moment.
What is the most beautiful road in the world?
Herbie.
Josh Herbie in first.
Oh,
yeah!
I reckon anywhere near it.
And you told me about this yesterday, Josh. It's Great Ocean Road. Yeah.
Correct.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I'll give you the sound effect, but I'm not happy about it.
Go, Herbie.
Really, I said Perth, WA, but anyway. No, no. Congratulations. Louis Zacher from the newsroom, thank you so much for that. The weekly quiz will be back. Name pending. We'll be back next week, next Friday.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
See have a good weekend.
Driving home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
There's a video doing the rounds on social media at the moment of Matty Johns, who's NRL.
Yeah, he's played for the Newcastle Knights.
Yes, yeah. And because he's got his own show. Know that? Late night, the late show with Matty Johns.
He does. He's like I'm trying to think of an equivalent in the AFL world.
Like a character, like a Billy Brownless.
Yeah. Shane Crawford types.
And so he's got his own show, and he last night played a video which is quite humorous because he got his mates Fletch and Hindi on, and Matty's wife Hindy, and Matty's wife came on, and she said that he's useless around the house. Begged the boys to teach her husband some things, including how to drive a manual car. Fletch and Hindy, they got behind the wheel with him, and they drove around Sydney, which, let me say, is probably some of the worst roads to drive around.
Sydney, oh.
And it makes for a very humorous video. He's bunny hopping everywhere. He's stalling. It's not a smooth ride. I dare say the passengers are getting whiplash. And
yeah,
it triggered me because I drive an auto. I learnt to drive in a manual when I was 16, but I did my knee, and so then I tapped out of that, and it was just easy to do auto.
We only had autos growing up,
yep.
And that was what I learned on. And yeah, I can drive a manual now. Not very well. It takes me a little while to warm up.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the warm-up. It's like getting back on the bike.
While I'm grinding down that clutch, I'm warming up, you know.
And only last weekend, I had to go through the warm-up stage because I was out at a farm in Finlay, which is just across the border in New South Wales.
Yeah.
And just got asked, hey, Herbs, can you just hop in the ute and follow me, because they were in a machine. And I said, yeah.
No worries. Do you get a bit of anxiety when you do that?
No, to their face, I was like, yeah, I'll meet you there. Easy done. They're like, just follow me. No problem. Hopped in the car. Oh, it's a stick. the old clutch.
Yeah.
And I just, straight away, the driving instructor comes into my head like, easy on the clutch. Just slide on the accelerator.
Yeah.
And so I started, stalled straight away. And it's embarrassing because there's lots of people around on the farm looking at me going, who's this useless chick from the city?
Mine's way worse than that. I stalled in a Macca's drive-thru.
Oh, and
the wheels were on they've got the miniature speed bumps through some of them.
Oh, yeah.
So it was almost like I'm on a hill. And so
how?
I don't even know. And then so I've got people behind me. Everyone wants their food.
Serves are melting.
And so now the pressure's on. And so because I'm panicking, anxiety's just like, I can't restart the car.
You're not even in neutral.
And so bunny hopped all the way to the door. I was like, you got to keep it moving. Get the bag ready. I'm not stopping again.
That is so bad. I reckon there's nothing worse than stalling, and it makes for such awkward stories.
Oh, especially because didn't know what I was doing. 5223295. Where'd you stall or drop in a mate that was driving?
Yes. Did you stall in a car park? Did you stall in a drive-thru?
We'd love to hear from you.
An intersection.
Madison and Kerr Lewis, wasn't you, but it was your partner.
Yeah, so I drive an auto and my partner drives a manual, and his car broke down. So he's like, oh, can I take your car to work? And I was like, yeah, of course. And he was going on a highway at 80Ks and forgot that my car wasn't manual and slammed on the brakes thinking that there was a clutch.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And had to pull over and call me and was like, I just tried to use a clutch in an auto car.
He would have gone straight into the drive.
Well, he would have stopped and then someone would have... What? Was he okay?
Behind him and they just beat him.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah.
It's not normally the vice versa. It's normally people going from auto to manual that struggle. You don't hear of many struggling going from manual to auto.
Makes me feel better, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. I struggle all the time in my car.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you for that, Madison. Mick in Werribee, did you stall it?
I didn't actually stall it. So I was over in America on holiday on a 7-lane freeway. All the freeway just slowed to a crawl. We finally got to the point where it had stopped, or what the cause of the cause of the stop. And it was a lady that in a manual car that like couldn't get the clutch sorted. So I pulled over the side of the road, helped her drive the car off the side of the road, and then jumped back in my car and kept going on the freeway.
Oh, so she
you were the clutch?
Yeah,
she couldn't work it out. I don't know how she got on the middle of a 7-lane freeway without knowing how to work the clutch, but suddenly her memory just left her and she did not know how to get back the car, get rolling again, and she just wouldn't. I guess she must have got herself.
It was a hill, that's how she got on there. She was rolling down.
She rolled down.
And it started to go up.
Give me a push start, guys. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I don't know how good a swimmer you are, Herbie, but I mean, the beach is one of the great reasons we live on Geelong, the Surf Coast.
Yes.
There's so many amazing beaches.
Stunning.
Incredible. It is frosty at this time. It's starting to get a lot colder in our water.
When I went for a walk on Anglesey Beach last week, put my toes in. Whoo!
Have you been to Apollo Bay? I feel like that is the coldest water in the world.
I've been there, but not recently.
It is fresh. Anyway, today a surfer is in a stable condition after he had to get rescued out of Bell's Beach. Two other surfers actually came to his rescue, helped him get out of the water. That means that there's been 92 rescues performed across Geelong and the Surf Coast and the Ballarine beaches across the summer and then leading into now as well. So there's been a lot of people getting into trouble
water.
It is, isn't it? Because I always used to think, you know the show, what was it, Bondi Rescue? And you always think,
the show?
Oh, what an idiot. Like, how silly is that tourist for getting into
tourists
trouble?
Tourists do it.
Oh, and then until it happened to me in Brazil. When
really?
I had to get rescued by the lifesavers. Because we were in water, it was five blokes, and we're all egging each other on to keep going deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
And I got to a point where I was like, whoa, I'm pretty deep out here. I feel like I'm almost on my way back to Australia. it's getting. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to turn around. Didn't realise I was in a rip. I was like, oh my God, I'm starting. And I wasn't fit at the time either. Like, it's been a big.
You've swum out there. You're probably already out of breath.
Yeah. And then I'm struggling to get back in. Then all of a sudden, get dumped by a wave. And then in this rip, so then I've taken on water, I'm drifting out further, and I was just thinking, and you know that feeling when you can't breathe because you've swallowed water, and you're like coughing that up and you're trying to breathe again, got dumped by another wave. And thankfully, lifesavers were doing their job because they are amazing and they know what they're doing, and thankfully they
bravo to them.
On our beaches and had to swim out. But I sort of blacked out by this stage.
Wow.
So it was...
What was going through your head when you were first getting dumped?
So as soon as I got dumped the first time, because I was like struggling to get in, I was like, I didn't realise in the rip, I was like, I'm in a lot of trouble here.
Yeah.
Then as soon as I got dumped, I was like, is this how I go? I was like,
you laugh about it, but honestly, that's a scary situation to be in, especially for someone who would consider themselves to be a strong swimmer.
Yeah, because once you start panicking, and the thing is, as soon as you start panicking, you're in all sorts of trouble, aren't you? Because you're not breathing properly. And then I just remember, thankfully, the lifesavers came out and two of the best-looking men I've ever seen in my life have got me one arm each, and they saved me. Tops are off, ripped units, got me to the beach. Thankfully, very lucky.
Lucky.
I'm alive.
Indeed.
All I could think about was how good-looking they were. But the thing is, like, it is about knowing your limitations. And I didn't in that scenario. I just thought, you know, arrogant kid, 22, 24.
I can do this. I can swim. I can do whatever I want.
But, yeah, just know your limitations, especially as the water is...
And even though we're leaving summer and it's now the colder months, people are still hopping in the water, so just be careful.
Take it easy.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I want to take you back now and play a little game with you, Josh. And it's to do with commercials. You. A lot of people hate commercials, but then there's some commercials that are so great that they stay with you forever. Mm. And there's even some of late that I've been watching while watching TV, where I've gone, that's bravo. A great ad. Very clever ad. I love that ad, and I want to see it again.
You know it's good when people aren't upset that they're watching a commercial. Exactly. Like, that's actually really good.
Waiting around for it. Oh, I hope that ad pops up again.
Yeah,
and I reckon these ads that I'm going to quiz you on fall into that category. So what I want to do is I'm going to play you the ad, and they have a character in that ad who was obviously younger then. I'll tell you their age.
So it was a child actor in the ad?
Yep. I want you to guess their age now. I'll tell you their age in the ad, though. So we'll go back to the oldest ad, which is from 1993, Lube Mobile ad.
The mobile will come to you, 13, 30, 32.
That's 13, 30, 32.
Okay.
Little kid at the end, his name's Scott, in 19... Oh, I should have told you the year.
Yeah, no, that's why I was
I won't
like,
tell you. I won't tell you. He's young. He's young.
I was like, I don't think she's realised what she's done. Yeah, I'm going to be able to get the
I tried
answer.
To give myself as much information about these ads.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
He's young.
He's young in the ad.
Yep.
1993, 7, so I'm going to say that's 13. 13 plus 21. What's that?
I'm looking
out
here.
34. I'm going to go he's 34.
Close.
Oh.
33.
Oh. Do I get a... Oh, there's no half points.
No, there's no half points. Okay. I nearly gave you the full answer. second ad, I reckon this is up there with probably one of my favourite ads of all time.
Okay.
It is for HBA.
The crocodile came up, got my guts out, and bit me into parts, pieces, and even my leg went that way, and even my head went that way.
Hard because I don't know what the year is.
Yeah.
I feel like it's early 2000s.
Do you want me to tell you the year?
Nah. Yeah. Well, I mean, at least I'll get closer that way. Don't tell me how old he was.
So the year was 1999. So you were close. You were early 2000s,
99. I'm going to say 22 plus. I'm going to say he is 27 years of age.
He was 3.
Oh, I was going to say 3, but I thought it would be too young, so I went with 4.
So he was 3. You've just missed out.
Oh, 26, is he?
Yeah.
Tell you what. All right, I'm going to just adjust by 1 now.
Okay. This one I know is probably one of your favourite ads.
Yeah.
We're going to 2006, Old El Paso.
How do you decide between crunchy and soft tacos?
Porque no los dos.
Old El Paso, hard and soft tacos. Your fiesta.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Now, her name is Mia that features in that ad.
Yep, Mia.
Very famous girl.
What'd you say it was? It was...
2006.
2006.
It shocks me because I feel like it's recent because everyone says it.
I feel like she's just had her 21st birthday almost, potentially. 6, that's what, 15 years ago? 15... She's pretty big. I'm going to say she was 7 then. I'm going to say she's 22.
She's 22?
Yeah.
Man, she's 21.
Oh, no. I said I was going to adjust by 1 too, and I didn't do it.
Oh. She did just celebrate her 21st birthday.
Oh, filthy.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Are you a gullible person?
I'm going to have to say yes, because I have fallen for things before.
Mm.
But if you straight up ask me, I'd say no.
Yeah. Like, you like to think that you think critically at times.
Yeah. You wouldn't be that gullible, are you?
Just depends how much energy I've got in that day, you know? Because if someone tells me something, I'm like, oh, really?
And it's how they tell you as well. If they're confident and they're backing themselves in, you go, hang on a second, I didn't think that was true. But wow, this guy
that can't be right, can it?
But he sold the story better than anyone.
And he's wearing a suit. it must be true. So people have just shared the things that people have tried to convince them are true.
Okay.
So these are just trying to trick him, essentially.
Yep.
So one of them was like, I'll never let my kids watch SpongeBob because I saw a study that each episode permanently reduces the viewer's IQ by 30 points.
Oh, the poor kids that didn't get to watch it because of that.
Oh, hopefully no one believed that. 30 points. Oh, we'd be gone in a couple of episodes. That's for sure. Gluten causes brain damage and isn't a natural food. It was added in American foods after World War II as a way to control us.
How do people come up with this stuff?
You wonder about that, because 4chan's where it all starts, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of things have done that. Jellyfish are not actually animals. They're minerals.
Of course they are.
Chickens don't drink water.
Yeah, never thirsty.
What do they drink?
Oh, what would you think if you didn't think that?
Don't know. Get it from the grass?
Yeah, I guess so.
The reason we see the stars isn't because the air's clean. It's in fact because of the pollution.
Okay.
Yeah, so you've got it wrong.
Yes.
Anytime you've looked up at the sun, it's like, oh, there's...
Oh, yeah, obviously it's so dirty out there.
Not enough pollution in the air tonight.
I know. That's why you can see more in the country than you can in the city.
So you say that you are a little bit gullible.
Look, there's been a few times I can recall where I've been caught out, and my brothers, they tend to try and get me. And my eldest brother, Matt, he's gotten me a few times when he used to work at Woolworths back in the day. He, the first one I believed is he was playing with a toy register, which we just had at our household, and he was playing, and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I've got, everyone gets one when you work at Woolies so you can practice working on the cash register.
Yeah.
And I've gone, oh my gosh, that's so handy. And how fun, you get a little toy kit. He's like, no, it's just upstairs, you idiot. That's where I got it from.
Yeah.
And the second one, which is when he really got me, he had to work a late and a Sunday, I think it was. And I'm like, and he said, oh, I can't be bothered working. I've gone, why? And he's like, actually, no, Sunday nights are really good. Because when on a Sunday, everyone from Woolworths comes off the floor and we come around the back and we get in a big hurdle and we start singing, we are, and keep going. We chant it. I've gone, oh, if they're chanting it, who's serving the customers?
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
That's where we get your thoughts on the daily topic. So just a yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yeah.
Radio.
All right, let's kick it off with this one. Taking vitamins.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I've bought so many vitamins in my day to try and be good and take them.
Mm.
I forget after the first 4 days.
It's a full process, isn't it? You have to build it into a habit.
Yeah, and then you go to your cabinet in your bathroom after a couple of months and you look in there and you've got 14 vitamin little capsules. I'm like, I don't need them.
All the same one, vitamin D. Just, I don't know why I didn't keep using the same one, to be honest.
I don't use them. So
there's 100 in there.
They taste delicious. If I needed a treat as a kid, I would always sneak in to get the vitamin C ones.
Oh, the orange tasting one. They were good.
Yummy.
I've never smashed more of those in my life. So a guy's talking about how we can extend our lives and get, you know, reach, you know, and a healthier life as well, you know, more able bodies. Says it's unclear at this stage whether taking vitamins is going to help you. So there's no real point in wasting all your money.
Really?
Yeah, he reckons you're better off saving your money from all that you're spending on your vitamins than...
Put it to something else.
That's right. Like a gym membership or whatever it might be.
Exactly.
Another way that you can do your health.
Pointless.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not professional, but I'm saying.
Leaving out rat baits.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah, I don't like rats. I don't want them in my house. Yuck. I don't want them. And mice? Ooh, no, thank you. Leave out the bait.
Yeah.
In a safe spot, obviously. My brothers used to always try and get a little mouse trap on my finger. Put it in places where they knew I'd open a cabinet.
Mouse traps and stuff are okay, but there are people being warned at the moment locally around Geelong and the Surf Coast about leaving out, because there's a lot of mice around at the moment.
Yep.
Absolutely, definitely a pest, leaving out poison traps, because now a lot of birds of prey have died because of the secondary poisonings. Yeah,
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so smart. Why didn't that? Seriously.
Yeah, so just being careful and being aware of what you're putting out, because obviously it's going to have an effect on the ecosystem around it as well.
It's a very good point.
Yeah. Gender reveal parties.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Who cares? No one around you cares. It's only the person having the baby that cares. So why throw a party for other people? Just tell your loved one and that's it. Don't throw them. They're a waste of money and they ask for more presents. Are you already going to have a baby shower? I don't want to give you any more.
Okay. I didn't realise it was going to be a passionate discussion.
So why are they now a thing?
I don't know. I think people just want to celebrate more and more.
I went to one once and the couple was... so excited, and I looked going, I reckon they know. And just before they popped the balloon.
Oh, so they knew before.
Well, they didn't tell us, but then just before they popped the balloon, they've gone, just letting you guys know, we actually did find out, so this is for you guys.
Oh, then why? What's the
point? I couldn't care less. I'm here because I feel bad if I don't come. I don't actually care. Are you having one?
No, we've never had. No, we waited to find out on the day.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
yeah, it's like
this wouldn't work otherwise.
No, no, no. So how's this? A family, they're getting bigger and bigger, is being accused of using explosives over in the States to reveal the gender of their baby.
Bit of TNT.
They did something in a quarry and they blew up one of the colours, and you could feel it in two states in the US. The
that explosion is ridiculous. That big. See?
It's a boy.
Who cares?
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
The Royals in the news again today.
When are they not in the news?
But this isn't regarding...
Am I right, though? They, every day, every day. I can't believe one family can generate so much news.
We've had a bit going on of late, but this is...
There's something we can't talk about.
This is regarding the kids, though. So this isn't Harry and William anything of seriousness up above. This is about little Prince Louis. Because the Royals took to Instagram, social media.
Forgive me, Louis is which one?
He's the youngest of Prince William's kids.
And Kate's.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And they posted a photo today because earlier this week, Prince Louis started nursery, which is their kindergarten
over there. Yeah, righto. Yep,
and they've put up a gorgeous photo. It's Prince Louis on a little bike wearing his school uniform. And the internet's gotten excited by this.
He's cute, isn't he?
He's very cute.
Who's the eldest of the...
So you've got George.
So George has got blonde hair, doesn't
he? Yes.
Yeah, so he's just George with brown hair.
And then Charlotte's got brown hair, and then that's Louis. Now, the internet's gotten excited by this because he's cute, and they're saying he is the cutest out of the three, which is hard because they're young.
Yeah.
But out of the three nursery photos so far, Louis's the cutest. Would you agree?
From what I remember, yeah, he's pretty cute.
He's pretty cute.
And that's just the freshest, and he's the youngest now, so he's always going to be cuter.
And I think there's something about cute kids. They stick with you.
Like what do you mean? Like what?
Like when I look at my family, I've got four brothers.
Yeah.
And growing up.
And Carl's the best looking out of the family.
Oh, Carl's the middle child, and Dad would tell you that he's the handsome one, which I say, Dad, you cannot say that because I've got four brothers. You can say I'm the most beautiful girl in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've got four sons.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't say that, but he does. But growing up as kids... One of my brothers was not cute.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. No, no. He looked like an alien for years.
Oh, jeez, that's harsh.
He...
You're not going to name which one he is, are you?
He's the eldest, Matt.
Oh, okay.
He's in New York, so it doesn't matter. He can't hear me.
Okay, yeah.
But he was an ugly kid. Mm. I reckon Mum and Dad were worried at one stage, thinking, "Pooh, is he going to grow into it?" And he did, thankfully.
Mm.
But the rest of us, four of us, very cute.
Yeah.
We had one dud. How did your family go?
Ooh.
Did you have a dud? Were you the dud?
Is that right? It's like, you know, when it's the saying, if you can't spot the crazy person on the plane, you're the crazy person. So I can't spot
you. You can't spot it, so.
No, I must be. I'm the ugly one. Herbie and Josh.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Sunday, very important day. It is Anzac Day.
It is indeed. And everyone should just take at least a minute out of their day to honour it.
At least. It's 1 minute.
At least.
That's all you should, at least should be doing. We're going to catch up right now. You might have actually heard him on the show. He's a local, Michael Krasinga, a former Army corporal. He now runs Clean Space Services, who offer services to DVA NDIS participants. Michael joins us now. Firstly, thank you for your service. And what does Anzac Day mean to you?
Well, Josh, before we start, I just wanted to thank you very much for the privilege of talking on behalf of the veterans out there. Very humble, absolutely amazing feeling being asked to talk on behalf of such a huge and worthy group. So thank you very much for that.
No worries at all.
Look, I think the easiest thing for me to do to describe what Anzac Day means is to talk about the Ode of Remembrance. And it's all there in the words. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Like, we're talking about the memories that we have of the soldiers that we served with. And those memories don't change. They don't grow old. They don't get old and wrinkled. And just being able to sit and reflect for the minute silence on all of those that we served with that have passed away. And that's just a huge thing for all veterans out there.
I think it's very important that we do sit and reflect. And I know for myself, especially last year, I found it quite difficult when it came to Anzac Day because of the COVID restrictions and how it was going to be portrayed across the country. And for many people, they thought, would it be okay? Would it be the same? Did you find the feeling of Anzac Day last year, it held up to what you hoped?
Look, I got to spend Anzac Day last year just reflecting just personally with my family, so it still had a lot of significance. I know for a majority of veterans, that lack of connection last year through Anzac Day and Remembrance Day was extremely difficult to face.
So in saying that, how are you feeling leading into this year? Yes, there's still restrictions in place, but obviously we can do more to honour this day.
Oh, difficult one to answer, because there's a lot of veterans out there that are still quite upset that the football's possibly having 100,000 at the MCG, but we're not allowed to have the regular Anzac Day march down the street, which isn't going to be 100,000 people.
So how do you feel about that then? Do you think it's a bit disrespectful in a way, or...?
Oh, I think it's extremely disrespectful. I think the MCG crowd's there because the government's going to make some money out of it, but the government don't make money out of people standing on the side of the street.
Yeah.
I think it's not fair. So for those people who may not be able to get down to a parade, how do you reckon they go about honouring the day, because they may be feeling the same way you do and just wish that the restrictions weren't in place?
Well, I don't know if your listeners are aware, but like last year, because of COVID restrictions, the RSL weren't allowed to sell Anzac Day badges or Remembrance Day badges. That is a absolutely huge shot in the coffin of the RSL welfare budget. So, I mean, if your listeners wanted to respond and, like, just whatever they didn't buy in Anzac Day badges last year, buy it twice as much this year and try and bring up the coffers back up so that we can help the veterans out there in need.
Yeah. Now, you actually have a service as well, don't you, Mick?
There's a couple of different things. Over the course of my journey, I've had some mental health issues, and as a result, normally somebody under mental health will be put in a mental health hospital, and that's just not really the place for a veteran. Like, you're surrounded by people that have mental health issues, but for completely different reasons, and you don't get the chance to talk through what your own individual things are. I'm in the process of building a farm stay up in rural Victoria. There are a couple out there, but it's a veteran crisis accommodation, so that if a veteran does fall down and find himself in hard times, then instead of going into a mental health hospital, they can come and stay with us for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, get themselves back on their feet and be in an environment where they can talk to other veterans.
Yeah. We thank you for your work, Mick. You're amazing. And as you mentioned before, everyone who's listening, if you walk past anyone selling Anzac Day badges, any kind of Anzac Day merch, make sure you buy it, because they did miss out the chance of selling it last year.
Yeah, no worries at all. And nice to meet you, Herbie.
You too. See you, Mick.
Bye. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.